Hi, good evening. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. And want to welcome everybody here tonight to our June 24th meeting, the last meeting of our current fiscal year, 2007-2008, so wrapping up the big event here. And if the manager can get a budget approved or appropriations approved, he'll be all right for next year. That happens tonight. But anyway, thank you for being here, and we'll go on with the meeting. If you would also now stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then remain standing, Reverend Peter DePlessis, Director of Missions from Richmond Baptist Association, will give the invocation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you pray with me?
Almighty God, as we begin the meeting tonight, we acknowledge your manifold goodness to us. But yet we confess, Lord, that sometimes things don't look so good as we listen to the news, for there seems to be pain and hurt all over the world. And I guess we're reminded of the old saying that all God's children got problems, and every one of us in this room would confess we have some issues in our life that we deal with. So as we come to the meeting, we pray that you would help us to use the good sense you gave us to make wise choices when the tough times come. We pray especially for our community leaders. Lord, tonight as they deliberate county business, we ask that you would give them wisdom and insight, help them to see the whole picture as they make decisions. We're grateful for their willingness to give of their time, their talent, their expertise. We pray for their families who are gracious to give them up another night, that they can go down to the courthouse and do business again. We pray you'd keep them safe, keep us all safe. Bless this meeting, and as we go home, may we be aware of your presence in our lives. And Lord, when we come across those people who are having really tough times, help us to make the choice to help them. These things we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Mr. Manager, I think we have some amendments that need to be approved.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we have transmitted to you the minutes of both regular and special meetings of June 10th, 2008 for your consideration. A motion would be in order.
Move approval of the minutes in regular and special meetings.
Second.
All right, motion by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati to approve the minutes of regular and special meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. Yeah. Mr. Manager, do you have any comments this evening?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen of the audience. I have two comments this evening. I'm going to ask Ms. Tamara McKinney to step forward to the podium along with Ryan Eubank and along with Dave Miller here.
Yeah.
And Roberta.
Yeah.
Make sure we all have him. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, this is something very, very special in the life of any local government and also in the life of these individuals here who work in our Public Relations and Media Services Department. Two original programs produced by Henrico County Television Channel 17, HCTV, have earned Emmy Awards from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. These awards were presented at the 50th Emmy Awards Ceremony June 14th in Washington, D.C. No Way Back, Coping with Alzheimer's, was produced by Roberta Fountain. Roberta, raise your hand so they know who you are. Won the Emmy in the news special category. Turning Point, Inside Henrico's Drug Court, produced by Ryan Eubank. Ryan? Captured the prize for the Public Community Affairs Program. Tamara McKinney and Dave Miller also received Emmys as executive producers. Ladies and gentlemen, the honors are the first in the awards received by HCTV, which began airing full-length programs in the year 2003. More than 820 entries in 93 categories were submitted by broadcasters throughout Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. for this annual competition. This is really a tremendous honor for Henrico County and well-deserved recognition for the efforts of Roberta, Ryan, and all of the staff of Public Relations and Media Service. Tamara, David, Roberta, gosh, Ryan, we even say it to you too, and I tease Ryan all the time. Congratulations to each and every one of you. A job very, very well done.
Lady with me tonight.
Hold it and touch it and feel it. Because I was really excited the first time I did.
Oh, I thought you gave it to me.
It's coming back once it reaches the end of the line. But obviously, this is fabulous, and I am so excited and so proud of this tremendously talented staff. And I'm going to keep it brief, but I have to tell you, I would be remiss if I didn't say we could not do this without the support from this Board of Supervisors. And you guys have supported us from day one. We've been doing it for 5 years. We've won hundreds of awards, but this is the coup de grace.
Thank you.
I'm going to let Roberta and Ryan and Dave pick them.
What she said, that's the only thing I can come up with is I just really appreciate the opportunity to do what we do. It is really a transformational experience to be able to work on programs such as the Drug Court Show. It was really amazing. Thank you, Sheriff Wade. Appreciate your help.
Yeah, thanks again, what they said. And I'm really happy that I'm able to make educational programs that affect people's lives. Thank you.
It was a real thrill to be up in D.C. for the Emmy presentation with the Academy and about 1,000 other producers there all vying for the prize, and to hear Henrico County called out when you're up against the big stations in D.C., Baltimore, Norfolk, Time Warner, Cable, Newsweek, Maryland Public Television, all those companies. And the only thing I could think of when I went up with Roberta and Ryan to get the Emmy was to say, don't forget Henrico County, Virginia. Thank you very much.
It's great, great, great. We really support you and we salute you and we're proud of what you do. So thanks a lot.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen, one other comment this evening. I'm going to ask Karen Adams to come forward along with Lisa South. On April 25th, at the annual spring conference of the Local Government Attorneys of Virginia, Assistant County Attorney Risa South was elected vice president of that organization. LGA, Local Government Attorneys, as it is commonly known, is a statewide organization of over 650 public and private lawyers who practice local government law. On June 19th, the Council of the Virginia State Bar appointed Senior Assistant County Attorney Karen Adams. Karen, raise your hand so we know which one you are. To serve as a member of the 3rd District Committee, Section 3. The 3rd District Committee, Section 3, is composed of 7 lawyers and 3 lay members and acts as a trial court in determining charges alleging attorney misconduct in the jurisdictions of Henrico, Richmond, Chesterfield, Dinwiddie, and Suffolk. We offer our sincerest congratulations to Ms. Risa South and Ms. Karen Adams upon their selection for these prestigious positions, which quite frankly continue to bring credit and honor to both of them and especially to Henrico County. Thank both of you very, very much.
Manager, members of the board, and our boss, Joe Rappisarda, I thank you all for your support, and we hope to do Henrico proud as we represent the county and these statewide organizations. So thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have no other comments this evening.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Manager. Any board members here have any comments they'd like to make this evening?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I stated some of this at the last meeting when we were talking about a budget amendment paper, and I just wanted to bring it up to the board now. We didn't have time upstairs. But a concern that I have on handling the finances of the Memorial Day Parade. I'm a real parade person, and I wave the flag, and I'm very patriotic, but it does concern me that the policy that the board has for providing funding for events like this. As I brought up at the last meeting, the parade, an individual came to a member of the board and said, I want to do a parade, and money was allocated, and yet not all members of the board knew about the parade nor the funding and the allocation of the funding. The check was cut and sent and cashed before the rest of the members of the board knew of the event and of the cost of the event. And at that point, I did ask to have an accounting of the money and asked to see a budget, and no budget was available. So I think it's bad policy for the board to allocate money for an event when no one knows how much it's going to cost. So at that time, I know that our finance director did ask for an accounting of the money, and at that time, we still didn't have a budget for the event. And after the event was over, we got basically the receipts, and at that time did find that more money was allocated for the event than was needed, and a check for $7,900 was sent back to the board. But I think it's a poor financial practice and a poor way to do business with the people's money to allocate more money for an event than is needed and then ask the person you've given the money to give the money back when it's more than is needed. So I'm hoping that the board in the future will consider first when someone asks for funding for a project to ask first to see the budget for that project and to please allow the other members of the board to know what the money amount is, where the money's going, and at least let the members, other members of the board know about the transaction before the check is cut and the money is sent. Thank you.
All right. I guess, Mr. Manager, you're taking note of that. And any other board members have any comments to make?
It's nice to have Mr. Thornton back with us. I know he had some recent surgery, and it's good to have him back with us this evening.
Yeah. Did you all miss Mr. Thornton? He was gone by. So, Frank, we're glad to have you back. We do.
Mr. Chairman, I have one. Julian Williams, a Boy Scout from Troop 732. He'll be visiting the board tonight. And if he's here, could I have him stand up?
All right.
Julian is working on his last four badges before becoming an Eagle Scout.
Wow. Okay.
Congratulations. Please. And by the way, Julian attends Hermitage High School.
Okay, good to know. We also have three members here from Boy Scout Troop 768. Where are you all? I'm going to ask all three of you, young men, to give us your name, and you're from Troop 768 in the immediate Latter-day Saints, is that where? Right? Okay. What? Your name?
Brandon.
Brandon? Right. Okay. Thanks, guys, for being here. Appreciate it. Any other things we need to recognize here? If not, news media, I don't think we have only our award-winning pictures. Thank you. Thanks for being here. We appreciate what you do. I think that takes us up to a special presentation.
It does, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Once each year, this is a time for a special presentation by our Keeping Waco Beautiful Committee. This is presentations made to members of the community for both the Clean Business and the Land Lover Awards. I will ask each of the members of the Board of Supervisors to proceed to the podium as they are called in order to participate with the presentation. The award recipients will be recognized by the Waco Beautiful Committee. I'm going to ask Lynn Samalin-Yurchek, who is chairperson of the Keeping Waco Beautiful Committee, to be joined by each member of the Board of Supervisors as she calls them. Ms. Yurchek.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and members of the community. Before I get started with the awards tonight, I would just like to ask the members of the Keep Henrico Beautiful Committee to stand. You can stand in your seat as I call your name. I would just like to acknowledge that you are here. Cindy Funk. I have Brian Montgomery behind me. Linda Turner. Elaine Burton. Elaine's in the back. And our executive coordinator, Megan Brown. Thank you. You can be seated. The Keep Henrico Beautiful Committee is comprised of appointed volunteers from each ministerial district. Our purpose is to educate the public about litter prevention, recycling, and caring for the environment. Annually, we present the Landlubber and Clean Business Awards, which are based on criteria set forth by our committee. These individuals and businesses exemplify pride in their properties, and they're an asset to our community. They truly keep Henrico beautiful. The awards will now be presented in alphabetical order by district, and the properties will be shown on the two screens before you. At this time, I would like to ask Mr. Dick Glover to come forward and present the awards for the Brooklyn District. The Landlubber Award for the Brooklyn District this evening is presented to Goldie Moneyhan. Goldie, can you please come forward? Tucked among the mature shade trees and trimmed with colorful flowers, this cozy home is delightful to look at and beautifully maintained.
Goldie, I know I talk to you occasionally on the telephone, but you know it's nice to see you again, put a face on it. And congratulations. I think you do a great job of keeping your home in beautiful shape there. Got a green finger. Green thumb. All five fingers.
The Clean Business Award for the Brooklyn District is presented to the Bob Evans Restaurant. From Bob Evans, we have Dee Garner, the general manager. Bob Evans' spotless property reflects the care and pride of the managers and employees.
I can tell you one thing. Not only is it pretty outside, but if you go in there to eat, you all have some beautiful pancakes. Congratulations.
At this time, I would like to ask Frank Thornton to come forward and present the awards for the Fairfield District. The Landlubber Award for the Fairfield District is presented to Elnora Burt. A green, healthy-looking lawn and neat shrubs draw your eye to the perky little home that seems to say, come on in. Ms. Burt had a conflict this evening, and she's on vacation, so she couldn't attend. But we will make sure she gets the award. And the Clean Business Award for this district is presented to Wendy's Restaurant. And Bobby McCain, the general manager, has he arrived yet? Come on down. When it comes to a clean area, green shrubs, and a cheerful appearance, it's a wrap for Wendy's on Laburnum Avenue.
It's a pleasure to award this to your company, which stands out and makes Henrico even more stellar, because Wendy's is a stellar establishment. Continue good work, okay? Congratulations.
Moving on to the Three Chop District, I would like to ask Mr. David Cackley to come forward and present the award for the Three Chop District. The Landlubber Award for the Three Chop District is presented to Mr. Brian Sneed. A giant shade tree, shrubs, and green borders lead the way to a row of potted plants that set off this charming home. Mr. Sneed? The Clean Business Award for this Three Chop District is presented to Morningside in the West End. From Morningside, Executive Director Sarah Abbott. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. From West End, we have Paul Kells, Executive Director, and Sarah Abbott, Marketing Director. Have they arrived yet? Can you please come on down? Many flowering trees and full green shrubs dress up the circular drive that leads to the entrance of this beautiful facility.
It's an assisted living.
Assisted living facility.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'll bring some of my friends with me.
He needs the help.
I would like to ask Mrs. Patricia O'Bannon to come forward now and present the awards for the Tuckahoe District. The Landlubber Award for the Tuckahoe District is presented to Vince and Mary Wood. The deep greens of the nature contrast with the white exterior of their home, and a peek into the backyard will dazzle the eye of any gardener. And I'm sorry, but Vince and Mary had a conflict tonight. They also were on vacation, and we will make sure that they get their award. So moving on to the Clean Business Awards for the Tuckahoe District, it's presented to the Bank of Virginia. And from the Bank of Virginia, we have Ann Cabell Williams. She's a retail senior vice president, and Raleigh Hobson, branch manager. Perfectly placed shrubs and spotless grounds make the Bank of Virginia a litter-free business with curb appeal.
They spent a lot of time deciding exactly where the front of the building would be and how it would be oriented toward Patterson Avenue, and I think they did a beautiful job. Obviously, the architecture is reminiscent of Virginia, the University of Virginia, as a matter of fact, and it is gorgeous. I'm glad I held out because I turned down the prior zoning at this site, and I think we got something absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. We're really excited about it.
Thank you very much.
I would like to ask Mr. James Donati to come forward now and present the award for the Verina District. The Landlubber Award for the Verina District is presented to Angie and Eugene Mason. A pristine lawn and green foliage contrast nicely with this grand home.
We went to the same high school together, didn't we?
Yes, huh? Years ago.
Now, who is really deserving of this plaque?
You.
Huh?
I'm here for moral support.
We weed eat sometimes.
Okay. But you have a beautiful home and a lovely lawn and all the acts in there. So congratulations on a very beautiful lawn and home.
Thank you very much.
And the last award we have this evening is the Clean Business Award for the Verina District, and it's presented to Hillbilly Reds Barbecue. And from Hillbilly Reds, we have owners Debbie Thomas and Mark Thomas. Have they arrived yet? Bright flowers, grass, trees, and down home decorations welcome everybody to come on in to Hillbilly Reds. I'm sorry they're not here. We enjoyed looking at this establishment and voting at the Keep Henrico Beautiful Award meeting. So.
Make a comment about this restaurant. This is not a chain restaurant, and if you had the opportunity to go inside and look at all the decor, you would say this is a chain. But Mark Thomas was a home builder, and a year or two ago he decided that he wanted to be in the restaurant business, and he designed this and all the decor and even the recipes for his menu. So this is a great establishment in Sandston. It's really an access to the Sandston community. So they're very deserving of it. Thank you.
That concludes our presentation for this evening, and I would just like to thank the Board of Supervisors for your continuing support. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Manager, I guess we can move on to the appointments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. We do move into the appointments and resignations for this evening. The first item on your agenda is 162-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to the Capital Region Arts and Cultural Funding Consortium Board of Directors. This paper appoints two individuals to the Funding Consortium Board of Directors for one-year terms, beginning July 1, 2008, and expiring on June 30, 2009, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. This paper appoints two at-large members, Mr. Grant L. Moffitt and Walter H. Ryland. The motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
All right. Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, seconded by Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Then they are appointed. Are they here?
I did not see either one. We will get them sworn in, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Next item, 163-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to the Community Criminal Justice Board. Board paper appoints a number of individuals to the Community Criminal Justice Board for one-year terms, beginning July 1, 2008, and expiring on June 30, 2009, thereafter, when their successors have been appointed and qualified. A number of individuals, some were with us this evening, Mr. George T. Drumright, who is the Henrico County Deputy County Manager for Community Services, Gary A. Hicks, who is a judge with the Henrico Circuit Court, L. Neil Stevenson, who is a judge with the Henrico General District Court, Stuart L. Williams, Jr., who is the Chief Judge of the Henrico Juvenile Domestic Relations District Court, William J. Connor, who is the Chief Magistrate for Henrico County, Henry W. Stanley, Chief for the Henrico Division of Police, Wade A. Kaiser, Commonwealth's Attorney for Henrico County, William J. Ivorette, who is an attorney experienced in defense of criminal matters, Michael L. Wade, Sheriff of Henrico County, Mac R. Beaton, representative of Henrico County Schools, Laura S. Toddy, representative of Henrico Area Mental Health and Retardation Services, Frederick D. Goodwin, III, citizen representative from Brooklyn District, Grant L. Moffitt, citizen representative, Brooklyn District, William M. Gibson, citizen representative of the Fairfield District, John A. Ficklin, a citizen representative of the Tuckahoe District, and Deborah G. Lovecchia, citizen representative from the Verina District. Motion would be in order, Mr. Chairman.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Moved by Mr. Thornton, seconded by Mr. Glover. These people be appointed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. And they are.
Okay. There are a number of individuals I know in the audience here. Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is 164-08. This is a resolution for appointment of a member to the Greater Richmond Partnership Board of Directors. This paper will appoint David A. Cackley, Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, to the Partnership Board of Directors for a one-year term, expiring June 30th, 2009, or thereafter when his successor shall have been appointed and qualified. The motion would be in order.
I see Mr. Cackley could be the incoming chairman of this organization.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I'm moved it.
Second.
All right, moved by Mr. Denai, second by Ms. O'Bannon. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Okay. He's appointed.
Chairman, members of the board, the next item, 165-08, this is a resolution for appointment of members and nomination of directors to the James River Development Corporation. This board paper appoints several persons as members to the James River Development Corporation for a one-year term expiring June 30th, 2009, or thereafter when their successor shall have been appointed and qualified. The paper would appoint from the Board of Supervisors James B. Donati, Jr., from the business organization William E. Lowe, community organization Gregory M. Clay, a lending institution James H. Atkinson, Jr., a lending institution Oliver L. Way, and a local government non-elected representative Mr. Leonard C. Cate. This paper also nominates James B. Donati, Jr. and William E. Lowe to serve on the corporation's board of directors for a one-year term expiring on June 30th, 2009, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified.
Motion. Move resolution.
Second.
All right, moved by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Thornton, that they be appointed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And they are. Thank you. served it, didn't he?
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is 166-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members to the Keep and Ryko Beautiful Committee. At this point, I have one individual who will be considered for this evening to be appointed to the Keep and Ryko Beautiful Committee for a term expiring on December 31st, 2009, thereafter, when her successor shall have been appointed and qualified. There are a number of vacancies. The paper tonight would appoint one individual from the Brooklyn District, Ms. Lisa P. Blake. Motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
All right, moved by Mr. Glover and second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Then she's appointed. Is she here?
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, next item 167-08. This is a resolution for a resignation of a member from Richmond Area Metropolitan Planning Organization's Citizen Transportation Advisory Committee. This paper accepts the resignation of Robert H. Whitty from the Richmond Area Metropolitan Planning Organization's Citizen Transportation Advisory Committee. The motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. Glover, second by Mr. Donati. Accept this resignation. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. We do.
Next item, 168-08, is a resolution. This is for appointment of directors to the Culture Arts Center at Glen Allen Foundation Board. If you recall, in actually 1997, the Henrico Board of Supervisors passed a resolution which authorized the creation of the Culture Arts Center at Glen Allen Foundation. This resolution will appoint Lee Baskerville and reappoint Steve Deal, Juanita Leatherberry, Carl Logan, and Eugene Paulette to serve on the Board of Directors of the Foundation as stated in the Articles of Incorporation and Bylaws for the Foundation. The bylaws and articles state that there may be up to 30 directors, and it is anticipated that we will, of course, see additional directors being appointed in the future. A motion would be in order.
The resolution.
Second.
All right, moved by Mr. Glover, second by Mr. Thornton to approve these members. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Because they will come forward for introductions to the Board of Supervisors, we do not normally swear these individuals in because they are appointed to the Foundation Board. Mm-hmm. If you would just come over to this side, sir.
Thank you.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, 169-08. This is a resolution for appointment of members and alternates to the Virginia Transit Association Board of Directors. This paper appoints the following individuals to the Transit Association Board of Directors for a one-year term, beginning on July 1, 2008, and expiring on June 30, 2009, or thereafter when their successors shall have been appointed and qualified. Representing the Board of Supervisors, two individuals, Mr. James B. Donati, Jr. and Mr. David A. Cackley. Alternates to these two board members would be Edward L. Priestess and E. Todd Ure. Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
All right, moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Thornton, that these members be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. And that they are.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, that completes your appointments and resignations for this evening. You have one item on your public hearing agenda. It is the next item. It is 170-08. This is a resolution authorizing the issuance and sale of not to exceed $45 million aggregate principal amount of Enrico County, Virginia general obligation school bonds, providing for the sale of such bonds to the Virginia Public School Authority and the form and the interest rates redemption or prepayment provisions and other details thereof, authorizing the designation of a bond registrar and paying agent for such bonds, authorizing the execution and delivery of a use of proceeds certificate as to arbitrage, and a continuing disclosure agreement relating to each series of such bonds, and otherwise providing with respect to the issuance of such bonds. All of these details to, in essence, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, ladies and gentlemen of the audience, provide for the sale of $45 million of Virginia Public School Authority bonds to assist with the school construction general obligation bond projects that have come before Henrico County. Mr. Batokas.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, as noted, this action would authorize the issuance of $45 million of aggregate bonds to go through VPSA. For school projects. The necessity for this funding, as you will recall, was discussed during the FY09 capital budget process. It does meet the funding requirements for five school projects so that they may not be delayed and may proceed on the schedule that was approved by the voters. As noted on the item, on May the 27th, and this is only for background for the board, the board authorized the county to complete an application to the VPSA for a standalone bond issue of $45 million. On June the 11th, the VPSA approved Henrico County's application to issue these bonds. As required by law, this public hearing has been advertised in the Richmond Times-Dispatch on June the 10th and June the 17th. As a side note, by using the standalone approach, the county will obtain the most competitive interest rates available to the market that day. Also, by using the VPSA standalone mechanism, the county will not incur the 10 basis point surcharge that normally comes along with the standard VPSA pooled program. Mm-hmm. If this board paper is approved, the bond sale will be advertised in the bond buyer for a sale date of July the 2nd, 2008.
All right. This was discussed briefly. Are there any questions by board members?
I just have a couple that are just basic. The school board requested this?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Ms. Savannah, the school board requested this that the board take this action. Mm-hmm. The board approved the school board's request and then proceeded to the BPSA board, which then approved the request.
I mean, this was because they were running short, I mean, because of the changes in cost of construction, and as for an example.
Yes, ma'am.
And they do anticipate that this amount of money will cover their extra costs in the future?
For the five projects that are noted, mm-hmm. and the five projects are the West Area High School, mm-hmm. the West Area Middle School, Northwest Elementary School number 9, and two elementary school projects, renovations that are Mayford Elementary School Addition and Verona Elementary School Addition. And I want to note the West Area Middle School and the high school project included in this amount is the amount required for the LEED certification for those two projects.
Okay. Thank you.
Could we have sold these bonds for normal direct sales?
No, sir. We have authorization for these projects from the voters, but the amounts, the $45 million, exceeds the expected cost at the time of these projects. But by going VPSA and going standalone, which basically it's just Henrico County going to market through VPSA, mm-hmm. we should get similar interest rates as we would on a normal GO sale.
Okay. Any other question by board members?
Move resolution.
Wait, let me check and see. It is a public hearing. Does anybody in the audience have any comments or questions regarding this sale? If not, then a motion to be in order.
Move resolution.
All right. Moved by Mr. Glover.
Second.
Second by Ms. O'Bannon that this resolution be approved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. It's approved.
Next item, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, would be public comments. I have no individuals who have signed up to speak to the Board of Supervisors this evening. There may be other individuals in the audience who wish to speak to the Board of Supervisors on an item that is not on the agenda this evening. We normally allow 5 minutes for you to speak to the Board of Supervisors on any particular item. Is there anyone in the audience who wishes to speak to the board?
Okay, I guess we can move on to the general agenda.
All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, moving into your general agenda for this evening. The first item, 171-08, resolution for the appropriation of funds for fiscal year 2008-2009. Mr. Walters.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Manager, and citizens. This resolution, if approved, will appropriate the funds for the fiscal year 2008-2009 operating and capital budgets. The operating budget is $1.0 billion, and the capital budget is $193.1 million. As a note, the budget being appropriated includes a reduction of $1.5 million in state funding to the County of Henrico. The appropriation of the budget completes a process that began last fall with the initial revenue projections and the development of departmental budgets. The budget development process continued through the winter with departmental meetings with the county manager and the executive budget review committee. The county manager's proposed budget was presented to the Board of Supervisors at your March 11th meeting, and 4 days of legislative budget reviews were held March 17th through March 20th. The public hearing on the budget was advertised in the Richmond Times-Dispatch on Sunday, March 23rd. The public hearing on the budget was held April 8th, and the Board of Supervisors approved the fiscal year 2008-2009 budget at their April 22nd meeting. The appropriation of the funding for expenditure is the final step in the budget process, and I'll be glad to answer any questions you have.
Okay, I think we spent a lot of time going over this earlier this year, and everything has fallen in line and been approved. Any board members have any final thoughts about appropriating this?
Usually it's the shortest line on the agenda that has the most information attached to it. This is no exception. You want to mention the amount again for the Boy Scouts that are here?
The operating budget is $1 billion.
That's with a B.
And the capital budget is $193.1 million.
It covers everything. Schools, fire department, police department.
We used to appropriate this in quarters and monthly and all that, but this is one full shot until we First Amendment.
For a number of years, the board's appropriated on an annual basis. We did go to quarterly appropriations. This, quite frankly, is the more efficient, and that's the reason we turned to it several years ago.
All right. Big thing. Do you recommend this, Mr. Manager?
Oh, absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Move resolution.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Donati and second by Ms. O'Bannon to make these appropriations. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. Item 172-08 is a resolution. This is authorization to apply for and accept grant funding from the Virginia Department of Homeland Security. As soon as my fire chief comes forward, we'll explain this paper to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and other members. This is a grant that we're asking for from the Commercial Equipment Direct Assistance Program called CDAP. It's in the amount of roughly right at $10,000, and we hope to get a monocular, which is actually a nighttime or a daytime binocular, but it actually works on thermal heat, and we'll be also able to use this for surveillance, reconnaissance, and we'll be using it with the police department. So that's pretty much it. It's a pretty good-sized little piece of equipment that we could use.
Is this the type that fits on a helmet?
It can be placed on a helmet. We actually can place it on the robot that the police department are really getting ready to get in that next thing, because it's a real nice, it's a $10,000 binocular, so you can just go do a lot with it.
Does it?
So I want to advertise $29.95 on a TV.
That's not this one, Mr. Manager.
It's a thermal monocular. Is this like seeing through smoke? I mean, seeing.
No, ma'am. This is not. This is not like a thermal imaging camera. This is not that. This, when you say it's thermal, it actually can pick up heat. It will pick up body heat. Mm-hmm. If we were looking, say for instance, there was a lost Alzheimer's patient in the woods, we would be able to pick up the body heat from them. But it's not like a tick. It's somewhat the same technology, but not quite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is no local match on this?
No, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, there is no local match. Okay. It's a straight draw, just straight grant money.
Okay.
Move the resolution.
Second.
All right. Moved by Ms. O'Bannon and second by Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Mm-hmm. That resolution is approved.
Item 173-08 is a resolution for signatory authority. This is an amendment to the contract for architecture and engineering services for the Babs House renovation.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this would authorize the county manager to execute an amendment in the amount of $29,174 to the design contract for Dabbs House to cover high-density filing systems and other necessary structural systems to support it. The renovations are currently underway, and we would anticipate an approximate end of July timeframe for completion at Dabbs House. Funding is available, and we do recommend.
What are the revisions? Can you give us an idea of the revisions they have to make on the plan?
This is to support structurally support a high-density filing system in which there is a much heavier load in a concentrated area. Therefore, you're able to accommodate more things in a one location, but it takes more structure to accommodate that. This design amendment would accommodate both the design of the system itself as well as improvements to the structure to be able to accommodate the additional weight.
What is the system? I'm sorry, I didn't. You said this system?
Filing system.
What system?
Filing.
They're going to put extra files?
Yes, ma'am.
So they have to have
It's a heavier load, Mr. Okay. Burns, a higher density.
I understand. And it's an old building.
Yes.
And this, of course, as the board is aware, this will be in support of recreation department programs in that facility.
When you say the renovations would be completed?
We anticipate next month, Mr. Donati, end of July.
I have an old house, and I was thinking of putting a granite countertop in my kitchen, and I had to have an engineer tell me that I need another support beam under the floor.
Yeah, that is the weight.
Because of the weight of the granite.
Same idea.
Yep. Move the resolution.
Second.
Moved by Ms. O'Bannon, second by Mr. Donati, to approve the resolution. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.